The stage is set for his brothers. However, that's a story in itself, how the Lord used Joseph to restore his brothers to himself. It's a wonderful story. However, here we have the first part of it. Now, the second part is this, in chapter 42. When Joseph saw that there was grain in Egypt, the 7 years of plenty were coming, and Joseph was put in charge, and he made sure that the good of the land was kept. The extra was put into storehouses. Jacob said to his sons, "Why do you look at one another?" And he said, "Indeed, I have heard that there is grain in Egypt. Go down to that place and buy for us there, that we may live and not die." So Joseph's 10 brothers went down to buy grain in Egypt. There was no grain in Palestine. And Jacob and his sons, they were herders. They had cattle. But Jacob did not send Joseph's brother Benjamin with his brothers, for he said, lest something happen to him. And the sons of Israel went to buy grain among those who journeyed, for the famine was in the land of Canaan. Now, Joseph was governor over the land, and it was he who sold to all the people of the land. And Joseph's brothers came and bowed down before him with their faces to the earth. The dream that Joseph had came true. However, Joseph saw his brothers and recognized them. But he acted as a stranger to them and spoke roughly to them. Then he said to them, "Where do you come from?" And they said, "From the land of Canaan to buy food." Joseph recognized his brothers, but they did not recognize him. Then Joseph remembered the dreams which he had dreamed about them and said to them, "You are spies. You have come to see the nakedness of the land." And they said to him, "No, my lord, but your servants have come to buy food. We are all one man's sons. We are honest men. Your servants are not spies." But he said to them, "No, but you have come to see the nakedness of the land." And they said, "Your servants are 12 brothers, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan. And in fact, the youngest is with our father today, and one is no more." But Joseph said to them, It is as I spoke to you, saying, "You are spies. In this manner you shall be tested. By the life of Pharaoh, you shall not leave this place unless your youngest brother comes here. Send one of you and let him bring your brother, and you shall be kept in prison, that your words may be tested to see whether there is any truth to them, to you, or else by the life of Pharaoh, surely you are spies." So he put them all together in prison 3 days. Then Joseph said to them the third day, "Do this and live, for I fear God. If you are honest men, let one of your brothers be confined in your prison house, that you go and carry a grain for the famine of your homes, and bring your youngest brother to me, so your words will be tested, and you shall not and you shall not die." And they did so. Then they said one to another, "We are truly guilty concerning our brother, for we saw the anguish of his soul when he pleaded with us, and we would not hear. Therefore this distress has come upon us." They finally were beginning to realize that God was speaking to them. And Reuben answered them and said, Did not I speak to you, saying, "Do not sin against the boy," and you would not listen. Therefore, behold, his blood is now required of us. But they did not know that Joseph understood them, for he spoke to them through an interpreter. And he turned himself away from them and wept. Then he returned to them again and talked with them. He took Simeon from them and bound him before their eyes. Then Joseph gave a command to fill all their sacks with grain and to restore every man his money in his sack and to give them provisions for the journey. And they loaded their donkeys with the grain and left. But as one of them opened his sack to give his donkey food at the encampment, he saw his money, and there it was in the mouth of his sack. Then he said to his brothers, "My money has been restored. There it is in my sack." Then their hearts failed them, and they were afraid, saying one to another, "What is this that God has done to us?" They knew about God. They were Jacob's sons, and I'm sure they heard about God from Jacob, just as Joseph did. But Joseph loved God. That's why he was an obedient son. And that's why he was used by God here, and God was with him. But there's a greater thing than this in this story. You see, God had said to Abraham, "I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you." Abraham had only one son, only one. But now his grandson had 12. And God was going to do that which he had planned to do, is made a great nation out of Abraham through his great-grandson, Joseph. Joseph was now in Egypt, and God was going to make a great nation out of the sons of Jacob in Egypt. And he used Joseph. Joseph did not know this when he was 17, but he was learning about it as he was in Egypt, as his Lord was with him in Egypt. Here we have this story now that the brothers were in trouble. They decided now that they were going to have to go to their father and tell them some things. Now they said to their father, they went to Jacob their father in the land of Canaan and told him all that had happened to them, saying, "The man who is lord of the land spoke roughly to us and took us for spies of the country. But we said to him, 'We are honest men, we are not spies. We are 12 brothers, sons of our father, one is no more, and the youngest with our father this day in the land of Canaan.' Then the man, the lord of the country, said to us, 'By this I will know that you are honest men. Have one of your brothers here, leave one of your brothers here with me, take food for the families, and be gone, and bring your youngest brother to me.' Now Jacob, their father, in verse 38:6 said, "You have bereaved me of Joseph. Simeon is no more, and you want to take Benjamin? All these things are against me." Then Reuben spoke to his father, saying, "Kill my two sons if I do not bring him back to you. Put him in my hands, and I will bring him back to you." But he said, "My son shall not go down with you, for his brother is dead, and he is left alone. If any calamity should befall him along the way in which you go, then you would bring down my gray hair with sorrow to the grave." And only one trouble. The famine was severe in the land. It came to pass when they had eaten up the grain which they had brought from Egypt that their father said to them, "Go back, buy us a little food." Now Judah spoke to him, saying, "The man solemnly warned us, saying, 'You shall not see my face until your brother is with you. If you send our brother with us, we will go down and buy food. But if you will not send him, we will not go down.' For the man said to us, 'You shall not see my face unless your brother is with you.' Israel said, 'Why did you do so wrongfully with me as to tell the man whether you still had another brother?' But they said, 'The man asked us pointedly about ourselves and our family, saying, Is your father well? Is your father still alive? Have you another brother?' And so forth. 'Bring your brother down.' And Judah said to Israel, his father, 'Send the lad with me, and we will arise and go, that we may live and not die, both we and you, and also our little ones. I myself will be surety for him. From my hand you shall require him. If I do not bring him back to you and set him before you, then let me bear the blame forever.'" The father Israel said to them, "Go ahead, do this. Take some of the best fruits of the land in your vessels and carry down a present for the man. A little balm, a little honey, spices and myrrh, pistachio nuts and almonds. Take double money in your hand and take back to your in your hand the money which was returned in the mouth of your sacks. Perhaps it was an oversight. Take your brother also and arise. Go back to the man. And may God Almighty give you mercy before the man." So here the stage is set for the brothers to go back with their youngest brother. Now, when they got to Joseph, when Joseph saw Benjamin with them, he said to the steward of his house, "Take these men to my house and slaughter an animal and make ready, for these men will dine with me." Then the man did as Joseph ordered, and the man brought the brothers into Joseph's house. Now the brothers were afraid because they were brought into Joseph's house, and they said, "It is because of the money which was returned in our sacks the first time that we are brought in, so that he might make a case against us and seize us and take us as slaves with our donkeys." But Joseph said, "Peace be with you. Be not afraid. Your God and the God of your father has given you treasure in your sacks. I had your money." Then he brought Simeon out to them. So the man brought the men into Joseph's house and gave them water. They washed their feet and gave their donkeys food. Then they made the present ready for Joseph, coming at noon, for they heard that they would eat bread there or have a meal there. When Joseph came home, they brought him the present which was in their hand into the house and bowed down before him to the earth. They bowed down again. Then he asked them about their well-being and said, "Is your father well, the old man of whom you spake? Is he still alive?" And they answered, "Your servant, our father, is in good health. He is still alive." And they bowed their heads down and prostrated themselves. Then he lifted his eyes and saw his brother Benjamin, his mother's son, and said, "Is this your younger brother of whom you spake to me?" And he said, "God be gracious to you, my son." Now his heart yearned for his brother. So Joseph made haste and sought somewhere to cry. And he went into his chamber and wept there. Then he washed his face and came out. And he restrained himself and said, "Serve the bread." So they set him a place by himself and them by themselves. And the Egyptians who ate with him by themselves, because the Egyptians would not eat food with the Hebrews, for that's an abomination to the Egyptians. And then Joseph commanded, chapter 44, then Joseph commanded the steward of his house, saying, "Fill the men's sacks with food, as much as they can carry, and put each man's money in the mouth of his sack. Also put my cup, the silver cup, in the mouth of the sack of the youngest with his grain money." So he did according to the word of Joseph. And as the morning dawned, the men were sent away, they and their donkeys. When they had gone out of the city and were not far off, Joseph said to his steward, "Get up, follow the men, and when you overtake them, say to them, 'Why have you done evil, paid evil for good? Is not this the one from which my Lord drinks, and with which he indeed practices divination? You have done evil in so doing.'" So we overtook them, and he spoke to them the same words. They said to him, "Why does my Lord say these words? Far be it from us that your servant should do such a thing. Look, we brought back to you from the land of Canaan the money which we found in the mouth of our sacks. How then could we steal silver or gold from your Lord's house? With whomsoever of your servants it is found, let him die, and we also will be my Lord's slaves." And he said, "Now also let it be done according to your words. He with whom it is shall be my slave, and you shall be blameless." Then each man speedily let down his sack to the ground, and each opened his sack. But he searched. So he searched. He began with the oldest and left off with the youngest. And the cup was found in Benjamin's sack. Then they tore their clothes, and each man loaded his donkey and returned to the city. So Judah and his brothers came to Joseph's house, and he was still there, and they fell down before him on the ground once more. And Joseph said to them, "What deed is this that you have done? Did you not know that such a man as I can certainly practice divination. And Judas said, "What shall we say to my Lord? What shall we speak? Or how shall we clear ourselves? God has found out the iniquity of your servants. Here we are, my Lord's slaves, both we and he also with whom the cup was found." But he said, "Far be it from me that I should do so. The man in whose hand the cup was found, he shall be my slave. As for you, go up in peace to your poor father, to your father." Then Judah came near to him and said, "Oh, my Lord, please let your servant speak a word to my Lord in my Lord's hearing, and do not let your anger burn against your servant, for you are even like Pharaoh. My Lord asked his servant, saying, 'Have you a father or a brother?' And we said to my Lord, 'We have a father, an old man, and a child of his old age who is young. His brother is dead, and he alone is left of his mother's children, and his father loves him.' Then you said to your servant, 'Bring him down to me, that I may set my eyes on him.' And we said to my Lord, 'The lad cannot leave his father, for his should leave his father should die.' But you said to your servants, 'Unless your youngest brother come down with us, you shall not see my face anymore.' So it was, when we went up to your servant, my father, and we told him the words of my Lord. And my father said, 'Go back and buy us a little food,' and so forth." Then Joseph, in chapter 45, then Joseph could not restrain himself before all those who stood by him. And he cried out, "Make everyone go out from me." So no one stood with him while Joseph made himself known to his brothers. And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard it. Then Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Does my father still live?" But his brothers could not answer him, for they were dismayed by his presence. And Joseph said to his brothers, "Please come near to me." So they came near. Then he said, "I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. But now, do not therefore be grieved or angry with yourselves because you sold me here. For God sent me before you to preserve life." Joseph understood that God was in all these things. He was preparing the way so that the brothers and his father would live. Egypt had become the granary for the whole area and was saving the lives of many people, including Joseph's brothers. So here was Joseph revealing himself to his brothers. He said, "Don't be upset." He had no bad feelings towards his brother. In fact, what the Lord was doing, he was using Joseph to bring his brothers to repentance. That's what he was doing. Joseph realized that probably, but this was important. It was necessary for the brothers to realize that God was working. God has said to Abraham, "I will make of you a nation," and he was going to bring them into Egypt and make them a nation there. The next thing was God was going to take them out of Egypt with a strong hand. He's going to redeem his people to himself and from Egypt. This was all God's plan. It's a wonderful thing. There is more to this story. And we know that because God was with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and now Joseph, he was going to continue to be with the people of Israel because his son was going to be born. The important thing was that Jesus was going to be born in Israel. He was promised in the Old Testament in many areas, and the Lord Jesus was going to come unto his own, but his own would not receive him. But to as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to us. If we have believed, we have become sons of God. The Bible says so. I believe it. It's God's word. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. We've had a big lesson, and it's probably more than you can digest in the short of the time that we have. But I want to assure you that it's a rich one, and there are point-by-point comparisons with the Lord Jesus, between the Lord Jesus and Joseph. I think we should take that up sometime. A very instructive lesson, and it also will bring to focus some of the events of the current events of our time, particularly with respect to Israel, which of course has become the center of much interest of the day. Well, we'll try to do that sometime. But we are at the end of our time and beyond now, so we close, but we hope that you will want to follow that story when we pick it up again. Let's commend ourselves in the Lord. Our Father and God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the instruction that it provides for us, and we thank you for the servant that you used. We pray that you will bless to us that account, and that we will be drawn to the Savior more as a result of our having heard this lesson. In Jesus' name, Amen. Amen.